This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, they impeached Alejandro Mayorkas in the House of Representatives, as we know. Now the question becomes, well, what do you do with it in the Senate? Sure, it's dead on arrival. We all know that. But how do they deal with it? That is going to be an issue. Says that if the border bill doesn't pass, the American people are going to know why. And he's going to take that issue to the American people. Yes, indeed. He's going to do that, folks. Because why? Because the border is broken. The immigration system is broken. Did you know that? Were you aware of that? Do you believe that? Well, folks, it's broken as far as the Biden administration, the far left, is concerned, Democrat Party elite. It's broken as a result, in as far as they're concerned. And is it really broken? They don't care. They honestly don't care if it's not really broken, because that's the message. The message is that it's broken. And only, guess what? Just like only Joe Biden can save our democracy. Or only a vote for Joe Biden can save our democracy. Only Joe Biden can fix the border, because it's broken, right? Well, we don't believe that for a minute. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the program. Glad to be with you this morning, of course, as we race into hour number four of the broadcast. And once again, it's going by at light speed. Well, maybe at warp speed. How about that? So if you see us going by, just latch on and come along with us, because we're going to speed through this hour like you never thought. And once again, glad to be with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And then also you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message. You can find me on social media, Facebook, and of course X, formerly known as Twitter. You can find out more about the program as well. So head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, and we can see you over there as well. And we've got a lot of great messages this morning. We got a great message from Mark earlier in the day, where he's listening on WGUL. He wrote in and had a great question for Denise Simon about a comment she made, and asked for some clarification. She was able to do that. So pretty much any time, day or night, folks, you can write us a direct message. We'll be happy to respond to it on the radio. Great to hear from Richard the Marine, of course. Also, listener Joan this morning, we heard from all the way up there in Seattle, Washington, and also Trucker Ron in Denver, hearing from him as well. And we always do love to hear from you guys. It really does make my morning to get the direct messages as well as calls. So always feel free, because that's one of the reasons that we're here. Well, I'll tell you what, though, folks. One of the reasons that the Border Patrol is there on the border is to do what? all together now to patrol the border, right? I think that's what they want to do as well. I don't think they want to be glorified tour guides from the Biden administration as people just pour across the border. And so, honestly, I really don't think that this border bill has anything to really to do with reality. As we've been talking about through the last couple of days, H.R. 2 really is the better alternative, and that's something that the Democrats have left simply sitting there, by the way. And if they really wanted to fix things, you think they would take it up, maybe at least debate it, and try, if they wanted a horse trade on it, at the very least, get this process going. But they're not going to do that, right? Because they have to save it all for the idea that they and they alone can fix the border, or Biden, and Biden alone, he's the only one who can actually fix the border. In fact, we can hear what Joe Biden had to say about this border bill, and I guess who's responsible for shooting it all down? Let's listen to Joe Biden.
As long as you all know, the immigration system has been broken. It's long past time to fix it. That's why months ago I instructed my team to begin negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators to seriously and finally fix our immigration system.
Okay, stop right there. We're going to seriously and finally fix it, because as we all know, for so long, the immigration system has just been broken. It's just been broken. That's why I'm taking action. I had a team do something, right? So if you're just sort of casually going by, right, and they expect they count on a lot of voters to just casually be going by, but we're here to make sure that that doesn't happen for them for the president, because we're going to tell you like it is. But they're expecting people who are casually going by to say, wow, that sounds really presidential. You mean you identified the problem, namely the border and the immigration system is hopelessly broken, and it's been broken forever, and I put a team together, and now we're going to solve it. We're going to finally fix the border. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to finally fix the border. And I just have to laugh at that. Okay, let's continue with President Biden.
For months now, that's what they've done. Working round the clock, holidays, over the weekend.
Holidays, weekends.
It's been an extraordinary effort by Senators Lankford, Murphy, and Sinema. The result of all this hard work is a bipartisan agreement that represents the most fair, humane reforms in our immigration system in a long time. And the toughest set of reforms to secure the border ever. Now, all indications are this bill won't even move forward to the Senate floor. Why?
A simple reason.
Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't even know it helps him.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. We are back, everybody. I'll tell you, every once in a while, something happens, and there's a technical glitch, but we got it all locked down. It's all good. And we appreciate your patience, but that is sometimes in the radio business what happens, live radio. But rumors of our demise were greatly exaggerated, and we're glad to be back with you here as we're racing through this Thursday morning edition of the program. And don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, and you can check out their website, cv4a.org. Check out their Overwatch section, by the way. They got a lot of great stuff about not just what they're doing for our great veterans, but also what other, folks like you and me are doing for our great veterans. And that's really their mission, and they really do care. And I got to tell you, it's always informative to talk with Jimmy. And we've got a great topic we're going to be covering this morning as well as part of our discussion. And that topic basically is going to be what should the U.S. consider when making alliances. And so definitely you want to stay tuned for that coming up here at the bottom of the hour. And so once again, folks, the this national security issue that we've been hearing about, almost some kind of an ominous warning that we're getting, an ominous statements. Well, this is what this is all about. This is from Newsmax. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Mike Turner, issued an unusual cryptic statement on Wednesday saying the committee had made available to all members of Congress information about an unspecified serious national security threat, quote unquote, serious national security threat. Now, sources close to ABC News's report about this is that the threat relates to Russia's plans to place a nuclear weapon in space. According to ABC, this is not to drop a nuclear weapon onto Earth, but rather possibly used against satellites. The network said the development is, quote, very concerning and a big deal. Now, we talked with Denise Simon a little bit earlier in the program about this. This may have to do with a Russian system that they've been developing for a while and have even evidently tested on a, I guess for better lack of a better term, surplus satellite from that Russia didn't need anymore, and they actually used this and it worked. Right? Or they used some kind of a methodology to kill the satellite. So this is big time because it means that in a prelude to some kind of a fight or other, you know, hostilities breaking out, you could have all of our communication satellites disabled. You could disrupt GPS. You could disrupt banking as a result of that. This would be a major, major catastrophe for the United States. You know, kind of similar to the EMP. Now, that an EMP is when you actually explode a nuclear weapon high up in the atmosphere and you start frying electronic equipment, whereas this does not seem to be that exact same kind of thing. But the level of disruption could also be on par with that. Not that your devices wouldn't work. Perhaps they just couldn't communicate, as we understand it at this point. But here's what Speaker Mike Johnson had to say when asked about this, made a brief statement to the press, and it's a statement whereby the statement doesn't really have any information in it, and that's what's so telling about it. So let's listen in, because if this is important enough for him to issue a cryptic statement in response to the cryptic announcement and all this stuff, Let's take a listen, shall we?
Do you have anything to say on the national security situation that Mike Turner has publicized this morning?
I do have a statement, and I'm going to be very precise, and I'm not going to take questions. But last month, I sent a letter to the White House requesting a meeting with the president to discuss a serious national security issue that is classified. In response to that letter, a meeting is now scheduled tomorrow on this matter here at the Capitol, with the Gang of Four, and with the President's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. I will press the administration to take appropriate action, and everybody can be comforted by that. I saw Chairman Turner's statement on the issue, and I want to assure the American people there is no need for public alarm. We are going to work together to address this matter, as we do all sensitive matters that are classified. And beyond that, I'm not at liberty to disclose classified information and really can't say much more. But we just want to assure everyone, steady hands are at the wheel, we're working on it, and there's no need for alarm.
What? Steady hands are at the wheel, there's no need for alarm, and we're working on it. Well, again, a very, very ominous and very mysterious. But we understand this briefing should take place, I believe, today, on Thursday. And definitely this is something that would be of huge national security interest if you suddenly have a foe who has an ability to begin to take out your communications and your GPS and Lord knows whatever else satellites can help control for our military, for our civilian banking system, and so on and so forth. So this is a big deal. And we don't really hear this kind of thing a lot. So it tells me that now this has been brewing, of course, but this tells me that perhaps this is something that's going to have to be addressed much, much sooner than later. But my concerns are this. My concerns are we've just spent the last several days going through this issue about Joe Biden and about his competence and about his ability these cognitive issues that he is displaying. We've just spent the last several days going through that. Now, if it really hits the fan in that sense, I think the American voters now will be looking very, very closely at their evaluation of Joe Biden and whether or not he truly deserves or can actually serve as president. Now, it's you know, this whole thing with Russian possible nuclear thing in space and so forth, all that's ominous in and of itself. But we're getting to another point here with the American government insofar as that Joe Biden being the president, is this going to become much more of a hindrance to our ability to respond to things? So very, very legitimate questions. And by the way, this kind of question, it does transcend the traditional political viewpoint, agenda, political party, because we're talking about, again, our collective national security. That's a huge thing. So we're going to find out more about this. Obviously, we're going to stay on top of it, and we'll tell you what we find out. But one of the things too that I found quite interesting, we mentioned this just a little bit earlier on in the program, and that is this from Town Hall, by the way. The New York Times had spoken to independent voters about Joe Biden and the 2024 election, as they write, and the comments were brutal for the president. And the worst part is that we're only in February, says the article. But so New York Times had talked with these independent voters. 13 of them self-identified independents, some of them, I think, leaned towards Trump, but others, I think, did not. But this is talking about describing Joe Biden. Here's a list of some of these terms. Talk about ominous. Lost, disaster, necessary, stressed, anxious. And one person says, are we allowed to curse or no? If we're allowed to curse, it's something we can't say on the radio. All right. So, I think we can say BS. So that's what they said. Also, anxiety was another term. Worried, indifferent. Here's my favorite, ugh. I mean, that just sums it up, right? How about this? Abyss, concerned. And once again, I guess just for good measure, disaster. It's actually listed twice. So this is a very, very big problem that the Democrat party elite have. Not only that, but America has, because this seems to be heading downhill a lot faster, perhaps, than anybody anticipated. So as we move through the rest of February and into March and start heading for those conventions, we could see a major sea change go on. But at the same time, though, even if that does happen, if Joe Biden does step aside and will not run, step down from the presidency, but maybe step aside from running, it still means that we're talking about the same record, we're talking about the same problems at the border, we're talking about the same thing that the world is catching on fire, we're talking about the same thing with inflation, we're talking about the same thing with national security. So the Democrats may think that they might gain an advantage by making a change, but they can't hide from the past. They can't hide from the reality. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back with Jimmy T. Smith with Concerned Veterans for America. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner said his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. He's urging President Biden to declassify the information to facilitate open discussions among Congress and allies regarding necessary response measures. Once again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back out of a hospital. The Pentagon says Austin is in good condition following his admission to Walter Reed National Military Hospital Sunday for a bladder issue. Austin has taken back his duties now from Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. The Northeast cleaning up after a nor'easter hit the region with heavy snow on Tuesday. At least one person in Pennsylvania was killed when his snowmobile hit a downed wire. Travel was snarled along the 95 corridor. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition, and we've been making our way through here all morning long. And if you're just waking up, just joining us, well, we hope that you have a great Thursday in store. And as we've been saying all morning long, it's really almost actually Friday. So That might just cheer you up a little bit here as we start into here the bottom of the hour segment here on the program. Glad to be with you, of course. And by the way, folks, this is one of my favorite parts of the program because each Thursday at this time we get to speak with Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America, and you can check out their website at cv4a.org. That's cv, the number 4a.org. And so let's without further ado, let's welcome Jimmy T. Smith. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle.
All right. Well, I hope that you had a great Valentine's Day, and certainly that's come around again. And now I can't believe it, we're already midway through February.
Yes, it was a good Valentine's Day. I did get by my wife, and she's a very happy woman for it, and I got what I wanted. So, yes, we had a good Valentine's Day, and now, yeah, definitely looking forward to February moving on, and there's a lot going on this year for us, but we're getting really heavily involved in, the conversations about, VA healthcare and, of course, about foreign policy.
Well, indeed. And I've been telling the listeners this morning again to be sure to, when they check out your website, check out the Overwatch section. And also, of course, I know that we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the criteria when the United States looks to make alliances across the globe.
Well, yeah, one of the things that people don't realize is, alliances have costs. So as an example, our alliance as part of NATO has really been something where it's been more of a cost to us than it has to our allies. So as an example, throughout the years of NATO, we have seen where NATO has not been, as a whole, funding their militaries at the same rate we are. Well, what that causes then is the need for us to be the ones to bear the burden. So if we were to go to conflict right now as a whole NATO, we would predominantly be the key effort in that, because they have not been investing in the military as required. Now, there are some countries that do, and, you know, that's beneficial. So if you look at Britain and you look at Poland, they have large militaries, and they're definitely investing well over the requirement of the 2%, I believe it is, for what they're supposed to spend of GDP on their military. But you have others like Germany and things like that that are not doing that. What that does is that makes NATO weaker. It makes America being the one who has to pay more of the burden. And then also, what does that mean to the whole issue of alliances? It's a demonstration where you don't have to do your fair share. America will pick up the burden. And what does that send to other allies across the world?
Well, indeed. And now more than ever, really. I mean, there can be a bad actor finally making a decision to do what they want to do. There could be a mistake. I mean, just the other day, there was a missile that went, it was looking like it was going to go into Poland, but then changed course at the last minute and hit its target in Ukraine. But the Polish Air Force they were scrambling jets at that point. I mean, it only takes one snafu to invoke an Article 5 problem here.
Right, and if those allies are not doing the right thing by keeping a good, strong, and effective military, then, you know, that does actually bring us more risk to war. But also, think about this. Eisenhower mentioned it, that, you know, NATO is basically looking at us as Uncle Sucker, you know, because they're not paying their fair share. And NATO was not supposed to be a permanent alliance for America to be in. It was supposed to be something that we were part of, but not be like officially we are NATO and everybody else are partners with us. It was supposed to be them running NATO and them running the defense and the concerns for the European theater. And again, we've seen where we have fortunately drawn down our troops in the past, but now look, because of what's going on in Ukraine, because NATO never did what they were supposed to, we put so much more in the way of troops and personnel into Europe again. So we have troops in Poland now, we have troops in other nations and things like that. All this is happening because NATO has failed to do their due diligence. At the same time, we have the ascendancy of China in the Asian Pacific that we have to be concerned about. And you also have the conflicts in the Middle East that we have to be concerned about. So because NATO has not done their job of building up their militaries to be self-reliant, we now are potentially weaker in other areas around the world.
Well, sure. And then again, it gives an impetus to somebody like the Russian leader Vladimir Putin or any other actor like China, for example, to say, look, this is to our advantage now. I mean, they're discombobulated, and if we make a move, they really can't respond the way that theoretically they're supposed to.
Exactly. I mean, if you think about what all is going on with the Navy over in the Middle East right now, we have to use naval forces. Well, they're already being consuming of arms and things like that. Look at the count of Tomahawk missiles and how many they're using and their replenishment rates and things like that. There's so much of this that people are not listening to. America really needs to wake up to the fact that our alliances should be mutually beneficial. They should be not a cause for America to be paying more than the other countries are. Now, again, we do have allies that are smaller nations, especially if you look at those in the Central America and stuff like that. But the reality is those allies do try to put in their fair share when they can. And that's, you know, that's the most important thing. Your allies should be doing all they can to be good allies, to be good actors. And again, not everybody is, and America needs to wake up to that, because we have been adding on more countries as allies, and what that does is that actually weakens America's position around the world to support those allies.
Very interesting. And of course, just all the spending that we have to do. You know, there's a lot of controversy these days, obviously, about spending for Ukraine and this kind of thing. But in many ways, it's, well, where's the money coming from? And we don't cut spending elsewhere to try to even that out.
Exactly. And, you know, we have bases that we're building in the Philippines and the redeployment of forces into different areas and things like that. And, you know, we can do things smarter around the world, and we can do things smarter with our allies around the world. And again, whenever we have allies, they should always be looked at as, you know, being held accountable as well. And what people may or may not like President Trump when he was in office, he did literally hold allies accountable and say, hey, listen, you have to put in your percentage. And they were putting in more money into their own defenses. And so that does benefit America in two ways. One, they buy American arms. Two, they actually have the ability to not worry about American hegemony to where it's all about America. And you don't need nations around the world looking at what they're doing depending upon America. You need to look at what they're doing that's in their best interest. And every nation has, you know, their own best interest, and that's what's important. And if Germany is not having their own best interest by being dependent on America, then someday that's going to affect them greatly.
Well, indeed. So, in other words, we have to be thoughtful about this, and we have to have a much more strategic and sort of practical approach to all this. Because if the world events right now are teaching us anything, is that there is the high potential for serious conflict, you know, and that's not fun to say and it's not fun to contemplate, but it seems to be the way things are going, and we have to make sure that we're as strong as possible.
Right, and part of that, of course, goes back to the fact that a lot of those allies in the past have not done their due diligence on building up their military. Now, you look over in Japan and Korea, they have taken the whole situation very serious, and they have done more than their 2% that NATO does. Now, they're not part of NATO, but the equivalent of more than 2% of their GDP towards their military, and they have invested and modernized and things like that, changed rules within their governing bodies to be able to do more in the way of defending themselves. This is probably one of the best examples of nations who are looking at them defending themselves first and then having us as an ally. And that's the way foreign nations should look at. But also one of the most important other things is, and we've only talked about the military aspect, our alliances shouldn't just be based on military.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it just seems like we've over-militarized our foreign policy to the point to where that's all we're talking about nowadays.
Well, indeed. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, this segment has literally flown by, but the website is cv4a.org. And what's the Twitter handle again?
Concerned Vets. Concerned Vets on Twitter, on Instagram, and Concerned Veterans for America on Facebook.
All right, sounds good. Well, I guess I meant to say X, but we all know what we're talking about. All right, Jimmy T. Smith, great to talk to you, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
God bless.
God bless. Take care. Folks, we're coming right back. Stay right there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So there is this suspicion, I think, that maybe the upcoming appearance of Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, with Donald Trump on a stage at a campaign rally might be an indicator of possible VP pick here for Donald Trump. Well, you know, we don't know for sure. All that remains to be seen. But certainly, you know, it may be getting to the point where Donald Trump is going to want to make that kind of announcement so that he can begin a national campaign in earnest. That might be in the offing. Whether it's Tim Scott, we don't know, but that's what the report says. So we'll check that out. Well, folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you, heading into the final segment of the program this morning. And again, I don't know where the time goes. It really does fly by. Some kind of Einstein problem, but that's fine with me. We love it when it goes by quickly because that means we're getting you through your morning quickly and with a lot of fun, some music, and some great news and analysis. But once again, folks, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you want to send me a direct message this morning. We got a lot of great direct messages. And in a moment, we're going to hear what Chris Matthews thinks that they should do for Joe Biden at the White House. I got to tell you, they don't know what to do at this point. in many of the media outlets, especially places like MSNBC. But before we do that, we do have Greg in Tampa holding on the line. Good morning, Greg. Yes, good morning, Greg. You're on the
Greg or George?
George, I'm so sorry. George, I misread that.
That's all
yeah,
right.
George, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I enjoy your guest, you know, the fact that he served the country, and, you know, I like to hear his opinion. You know, the thing with Ukraine, you know, every time you put on, like, the media, they always talk, they make it sound like it started 2 years ago. But this thing, there was a coup there in 2014, and, you know, our State Department was, Victoria Nuland, from what I've read, was helping finance it. So it just didn't start just 2 years ago. So we've been involved with that.
When they went into Crimea, also, that's right.
Yeah, which, you know, Russia has a base there. They're not going to give up a port for their Navy, because they know if they join NATO, they're going to tell us to come in. So this... are you familiar with Lieutenant Colonel? You retired Lieutenant Colonel. He speaks about I forget his name right now, but he says we shouldn't even be involved there. You know, he served the country, the Iraq War. He doesn't want us getting, you know, in another war.
Well, no, I agree. I think that certainly that having the idea of having American troops go over to Ukraine is completely, at least right now, out of the question. You know, because I think you're right. You know, we don't need to get embroiled in something like that. It's not a NATO country, but at least right now we're giving them all kinds of aid. But I think one of the central questions is too: why can't we give them enough aid to just win? This is dragging out now over 2 years.
Douglas McGregor, I just remembered his name.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Douglas McGregor, you know, he's this guy, you know, he's a famous, he's fought in the first Iraq War. He's been in war. He sees what happens. He doesn't want us being involved in something we shouldn't be involved, you know. He's seen people die, you know.
Oh, sure.
But the thing is, he's not like some of these other generals that are sitting on the board of directors of these companies making money. You know, he's a good man, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. I mean, the idea, you know, we don't know what an exit strategy would look like. We don't know any of that kind of thing. And right now, with all these regions really heating up, you know, where you've got things happening in the Middle East, obviously, China seems to be revving up for something at some point with Taiwan. You know, this is just too crazy. We can't go get involved, you know, militarily in Ukraine.
But meanwhile, our back door is open and people just pouring over here.
Right, yeah.
Just as soon as these guys come in power, just people just by the millions are showing up that we have to take care of, you know. And
well,
we don't know who they are. I don't see any of these liberals opening the door saying, "Hey, come live in my house," you know.
Well, that's right. Well, as a matter of fact, there's a Boston city councilwoman who's saying just that.
God,
yeah. The people in the suburbs, they need to open their houses for migrants because it's all of our responsibility, evidently, according to her. But you're right. We don't know who's coming across the border. There have been each year there's more than a million contacts that are coming across the border. It never approached that under Trump, we understand. But this is literally just a national security crisis happening.
Right. And all these liberals, I'm sure they have locks on their doors. They don't want so much opium door showing up into their house. They're phonies, man. You know, it's like, and then they get the word back, "Hey, come over here, because you just walk in, you're going to get taken care of. No one's going to send you back. Here, grab your bags and show up," you know?
Yeah, it is really something. And of course, it's to the agenda for the Democrat Party elite. They know exactly what's happening. And that's why it's so disingenuous for them to make it seem like, you know, if we just pass this border bill, it'll fix it. But it's these Republicans that are standing in the way. That, I think, is incredibly funny and not in a good way.
Yeah, it's a lie. And, you know, they give them amnesty. Then you have... you know, hope they have probably hope. Oh, there's new. We just brought in millions of new Democrats. There's a good article. One more thing, real quick.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Paul Craig Roberts. He was in the Secretary of Treasury.
Okay.
For Reagan.
Right.
He wrote an article in his website called "America is going is undergoing a genocide," and he's talking about same thing. People coming in by the millions. It's breaking away the cohesion of the country. You're bringing in people who don't even speak the language that we have to take care of, you know, and how these NGOs get hundreds of millions of dollars from the State Department to resettle people. They're, like, actually looking for them to bring them here.
Yeah.
Not they're just showing up. They're, like, bringing them here, you know?
Well, exactly, because it's all to an agenda. But I appreciate the call so much this morning, George, and hope that you have a really great morning. And call back anytime. We're glad to hear from you.
Okay, Kyle. Thank you.
You too. Take care. All right. Bye. So, bye. George in Tampa, everybody. And that's a great call. And you know, I appreciate what he's talking about so much because, you know, again, we have this major national security problem that is literally coming across the border every day. And, you know, it's a politically motivated thing for the Democrat Party elite. But at the same time, they're now trying to morph this thing, as we've been tracking here. They're trying to morph this thing into, well, we're just trying to fix this problem. You know, President Biden, I need the power. Give me the power. And we need this bipartisan bill. You know, but what's happening is that the American people, the American voter, whether they're a registered Republican, whether they're a registered Democrat across the highways and byways, or independent for that matter, everybody's seeing, all they have to do is open their front door and look out the front door, basically, look out their window, and they see what's happening at the border. And it's not something the Democrats can simply poo-poo anymore. They can't simply gaslight us and say, no, there's no problem. Border's closed. That's just the way, you know, so these Republicans are off their rockers. Now what they're saying is that, no, it's a crisis. It's definitely a crisis. But, you know, we're trying to fix it. But these Republicans, as Karine Jean-Pierre loves to say, just get in the way, you know. they're getting in the way of solving the problem. They won't give the president what he asked for. And they sort of sweeten it in with just enough little things where you can say, okay, well, that would be good if we had that. But the overall bill is such a total disaster and absolutely just upends the notion, right, of having a secure border, of being able to enforce the law, and even take away the ability for states to sue in their state federal government, federal courts. They'd have to go to D.C. to do it. I mean, talk about stacking the deck, you know, for any kind of challenge that would ever come through. You know, and what do the Democrat Party elite accuse the Republicans, or especially Donald Trump? Oh, they want to screw up the democracy, and they want to have an authoritarian, you know, ruling over you. Well, that's really exactly the kinds of things that they're actually proposing when they take away your ability to even say, hey, wait a minute, we challenge this. You know, it's just so transparent, isn't it? It's just so flimsy. All right, folks, glad to be with you this morning. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.